to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz. No one likes to be criticised. Criticism's one of those things we wish would just go away. Very annoying. But you know, criticism is here to stay. Well, why does everyone do it? And I'm talking about this unfair, uncalled-for comments that we make about somebody else. Negative criticism. Whether it's said to them behind their back or to their face, and often makes people, including ourselves, angry and hurt. And the old saying is true, when you point your finger at someone else, you've got three fingers in that hand pointing back at you. True, isn't it? Criticism comes from judgment, and how can we judge someone unless we've stood in their shoes or actually seen through their eyes and we understand exactly what they've been through? You might have heard the saying, familiarity breeds contempt, and we note how perfect strangers get treated with politeness and respect. But it's funny, when relationships become more intimate, there's an acceptance of that which is familiar, and there's a bigger chance for rudeness and criticism. Now, of course, criticism, some of it, is justified, and I think we need to learn to take that. No one's perfect, and we can learn from our mistakes. And we deal with criticism in our lives in one form or another all the time. We might give criticism, we receive criticism, we don't always know what to do with it. Because sometimes it suddenly hits us. We don't know, we didn't sort of know it was coming, and we can be blindsided by criticism. Now, it's sad when children grow up in a home where they're constantly criticised. They really can't please mum or dad, and as a result, they grow up feeling awkward around other people. And this moves through to adulthood, and these feelings, they don't go away. They become harmful feelings and often very destructive. We feel we're not good enough, this low self-esteem, and sometimes this idea of being abandoned. And then there's anger and resentment and even hatred towards the person who criticised us, even though it might have happened years ago. Well, none of us wants to be perceived as a failure, and it becomes a blockage, doesn't it? A real fear that causes many people to hesitate. Remember what Dale Carnegie many, many years ago used to say, do the very best you can, and then put up your old umbrella and keep the rain of criticism from running down the back of your neck. That's what Dale Carnegie used to say. Well, I want to say this morning that embracing God's love destroys this fear of criticism. And when you accept this reality of God's will for you, you won't fear what other people say or think of you. Rather, you can focus on life and get on with what's around you. God's love in you will create a new sense of security and confidence, and that'll enable you to live each day with some degree of security and confidence, and that's what God wants. Of course, no one feels secure all the time, and everyone, I think, fears criticism sometimes. But I believe it is possible to live a life that's generally characterized by freedom from the fear of criticism. The Bible says in Romans 8, verse 31, if God is on our side, can anyone be against us? Well, this was written by Paul, the Apostle Paul, who feared death very often, and yet he was convinced that Jesus had conquered all the fears, including criticism, that Jesus had died for him, and that everyone who, well, believes in him, there are amazing implications for that person. And David, in the Old Testament, had the same idea in Psalm 188, verse 6. The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? David, here he was, he knew intense turmoil in his life, criticism, even the threat of death. So he could write about that because he knew that God loved him, and in light of that, nothing else really mattered. No one or no thing can actually be more powerful than God, and that means that there's no level of criticism that's too high to affect you. We know that Jesus dealt with criticism. The Pharisees and the scribes often confronted him head on, criticized him. His own family, his own hometown, Nazareth, they rejected him. Jesus was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief and criticism. And I believe that when we trust him, things will work out. Lord, we acknowledge that we don't like criticism. Help us then not to be critical, but to understand, Lord, that love is a far better way to go. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.